From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. A Turkish airstrike killed at least 36 pro-Syrian government troops in the region of Afrin. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the strike targeted a camp in the northern Syria region. The pro-government troops entered Afrin 2 weeks ago to back Kurdish forces. They are fighting a Turkish military offensive that was launched to clear Kurdish groups from Afrin. Turkey considers the Kurdish militiamen their terrorists. Meanwhile, fighting has intensified in the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. UN aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of desperately needed humanitarian assistance. Syrian authorities have given permission for a UN convoy to enter the area on Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA in Geneva.
The convoy will be carrying food, medicine, and other crucial relief supplies from a number of UN and international agencies for 180,000 people. The UN Children's Fund, which is part of that convoy, will have supplies on board for 70,000 children. Gert Capillari, UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, says nutritional and health supplies are a priority, given the alarmingly high number of malnourished children in eastern Ghouta.
U.S. President Donald Trump has stepped up his war of words over trade tariffs. In a tweet Saturday, he threatened to apply a tax on car imports from the European Union. Mr. Trump said other countries had taken advantage of the U.S. for years because of its, quote, very stupid trade deals. The trade debate began on Thursday when Mr. Trump vowed to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. From Washington, this is VOA News. Nearly 2 million people are without power on the U.S. East Coast after a heavy storm system brought rain, snow, and hurricane-force winds. 7 people died from trees falling during the storm. More than a quarter of flights in and out of airports in New York and Boston were canceled. In upstate New York, some areas were hit with a meter of snow. Burkina Faso's president is calling on the public to work more closely with the armed forces. This plea comes a day after attacks at army headquarters and the French embassy left 16 people dead, including 8 gunmen, and wounded 80. A Mauritanian news agency says a Mali-based affiliate of Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for the attacks. Slovak journalist Jan Kuciak was laid to rest Saturday, nearly a week after he and his girlfriend were shot in their home. Kuciak's last unfinished story was about the activities of the Italian mafia in eastern Slovakia and their ties to people close to the prime minister. Also Saturday, 7 Italians detained in connection with the murder were released by Slovak authorities. The U.S. Secret Service says a man shot himself Saturday outside the White House. A short while later, the Washington police declared the man dead. There were no other injuries. President Trump was at Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida at the time of the shootings. It appears the tension between the U.S. and North Korea are escalating after a calm during the Winter Olympics. North Korea has warned it would respond if the U.S. holds joint military drills next month with South Korea. The North contends they would hinder the recent thaw in relations between the two Koreas. A South Korean presidential security adviser says the joint exercises are set to begin in early April. North Korea has repeatedly described the drills as a threat. On Sunday, stars from around the world will walk the red carpet on their way to Hollywood's biggest night, the Oscars. The directors of the films nominated for Best Foreign Language Film gathered Saturday to talk about the role recent controversies will have at the ceremony. Hungary's Idikio Enyedi says the Oscars should be about the films.
And I love when the award ceremonies become political. I think it's an important way of using the award ceremonies. Now you have the attention of a lot of people, then you can talk about something that you think is important.
For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.